confidence and paranoia. This is an SOS distress call from the mining ship Red Dwarf. The crew are dead, killed by a radiation leak. The only survivors are Dave Lister, who was in suspended animation during the disaster, and his pregnant cat, who was safely sealed in the hold. Revived 3 million years later, Lister's only companions are a life form who evolved from his cat and Arnold Rimmer, a hologram simulation of one of the dead crew. We have been traveling through the galaxy now for 3 million years, and there are many things we've discovered. The highest form of life in the universe is man, and the lowest is the man who works for the post office. Dry room. Lister is watching a soppy movie on one of the screens while drinking a beer milkshake and eating a bowl full of French fries. Romantic piano music plays in the background of the film. Carol and Jim are in the film.
Oh, Jim, weren't you the one who said we have to seize our moments because they may never come again?
Lister gurgles sadly into his milkshake.
This is our moment, right here and now. Let's seize it together.
Oh, you must know I'm dying.
I know, Carol. Dr. Graham told me everything.
The music swells as Holly appears on the screen, interrupting the movie. Busy are you, Dave?
Hall, I'm watching the film.
Just wondered if you're a bit bored.
No, I'm watching the film.
You're not bored, then?
No, go away.
The film reappears on the screen.
Oh, you must know I'm dying.
I know, Carol. Dr. Graham told me everything.
The music swells once again. Lister opens his mouth to sob and a mouthful of milkshake gushes onto his shirt. He doesn't seem to notice. Holly appears on the screen, interrupting the movie again.
I've just finished reading everything. I've now read everything that's been written by anyone ever.
Would you go away?
You know what the worst book ever written by anyone ever was?
I don't care.
Football, It's a Funny Old Game. By Kevin Keegan.
Holly, would you let me watch the film?
The film reappears on the screen. Nothing much has a chance to happen before Holly reappears on the screen, interrupting the movie for a third time.
I'm at a loose end now. I don't know what to do with myself.
Holly, why don't you just read everything all over again?
I was thinking it might help pass the time if I created a perfectly functioning replica of a woman, capable of independent decision-making and abstract thought and absolutely undetectable from the real thing.
Lister sits up eagerly at this news.
Well, why don't you, then?
Because I don't know how. I wouldn't even know how to make the nose. Heh.
Holly, is there something that you want?
Well, actually, I've been thinking, would you mind erasing some of my memory banks?
What for?
Well, if you erase all the Agatha Christie novels from my memory, I can read them again tonight.
How do I do it?
Just type, homim, password override, the novels Christie, Agatha, then press erase.
Lister jabs two-fingered on the keyboard.
I've done it.
Done what?
Erased Agatha Christie.
Who's she, then?
Holly, you just asked me to erase all Agatha Christie novels from your memory.
Why should I do that? I've never heard of her.
You've never heard of her because I've just erased her from your smacking memory.
What did you do that for?
You asked me to.
When?
Just now.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I'm going to bed. This is gonna go on all night.
Lister grabs his milkshake and fries and walks out of the room. The sleeping quarters. Lister lies in his top bunk, watching the soppy film in the screen over the sink.
But I'm dying.
I know, Carol. Dr. Graham told me everything.
The music swells. Rimmer marches into the room.
Off.
The screen turns into a mirror.
Ah, having a good day, Lister. Scrummed enough chuckies, watched enough drivel, have you? Look at you, you're turning into a sad, middle-aged woman. Next thing you know you'll be varnishing your nails and buying girdles.
Oh yeah, and what have you done that's so great?
I've achieved 17 things today off my daily goal list, whereas you've never achieved anything ever in your entire life.
Don't know, you know. I went to the officer's block.
When?
This morning.
But it hasn't been decontaminated.
You said it had last week.
No, I said it was on last Thursday's daily goal list.
And you haven't done it yet?
Tomorrow. It's on tomorrow's daily goal list. Item 34, right after learn Portuguese.
Thanks a lot. Don't tell me. Why were you mooching around up there anyway?
I was looking through Kachansky's dream recorder. She dreamed about me 3 times, you know. It was in a log.
So, clean my teeth, please, Polly.
He bares his teeth as if they're being brushed.
I mean, it must mean something. You don't dream about someone that you don't feel something for.
Lister, I once had a dream about a baboon, but that doesn't mean I want to go to bed with it. Shave, please, Polly.
He scrunches his mouth up and sticks out his jaw.
Lister, you ought to take a good long look at yourself and then you'll see just how ridiculous you appear to other people.
If you'd let me have Kachansky's personality disc for like 1 second, maybe I could find out.
Lister, if you were a love celibate like me, you wouldn't have these problems.
Come on, Rimmer, the only reason you knocked around with those prats from the Love Celibacy Society was you could never get a date.
No, it wasn't. I happen to agree with their philosophy that love is a sickness that holds back your career and makes you want to spend all your money.
You could never get a date because you let your mom buy all your casual clothes.
There is nothing wrong with my casual clothes.
Oh, come on, Rimmer, your trousers were so short when you crossed your legs, you could see your knees.
What about Yvonne MacGruber? That was a date.
She'd been hit on the head by a winch. She had a concussion.
That's got nothing to do with it. She was crazy about me.
Oh, yeah. She kept calling you Norman.
She still went to bed with me.
Yeah, because she had wonky vision and she thought you were somebody else.
Serves her right for being concussed, doesn't it?
Rimmer lies down on his bunk.
Ah, you don't know what love is.
Yes, I do. Love is a device invented by bank managers to make us overdrawn.
Rimmer. Love is what makes us different from animals.
No, Lister, what makes us different from animals is we don't use our tongues to clean our own genitals.
The sleeping quarters. Later that same night, Lister is moaning, sweating, and cringing in the top bunk. Rimmer sleeps peacefully in the bottom bunk.
Lights.
The room lights go on.
Rimmer, are you awake? Rimmer, are you awake?
Rimmer jerks awake.
What? Yes, Mom, I'm just packing my satchel. Where am I? What time is it?
I don't feel very well.
Rimmer looks at the clock.
3:30.
I feel really ill.
Well, you are really ill.
No, I mean, really ill. I'm going down to the medical unit. I don't feel very well.
Lister drops out of bed and stumbles out of the room, clutching his blanket which says, pillen on it, around himself.
Lights.
The lights go back off. Rimmer settles back to sleep.
Ah, Miss MacGruber, where were we?
Level 159, outside the sleeping quarters. Lister stumbles in the corridor, sobbing, sweating, shivering.
I feel really hot.
Lister stumbles and falls to the floor, unconscious. Level 147. The cat is dancing along the corridor, spraying various items with a small misting bottle.
Hey, this is mine. That's mine. All this is mine. I'm claiming all this as mine. Except that bit. I don't want that bit. But all the rest of this is mine. Hey, this has been a really good day. I've eaten 5 times, I've slept 6 times, and I've made a lot of things mine. Tomorrow, I'm gonna see if I can't have sex with something.
Dancing away.
Ah-ooh-ooh-ow-yah-ew.
Level 159. Lister is still unconscious on the floor as the cat dances up the corridor toward him.
S-E-X, you know I want it. S-E-X, I'm gonna get it.
Seeing Lister.
S-E-X, I think I found it.
He finally recognizes Lister and crouches down beside him.
Oh, it's you. Hey, monkey, you're sick. Sick, helpless, and unconscious. If you weren't my friend, I'd steal your shoes.
He sprays Lister with the misting bottle and stands up.
Time for a snack. This way.
Dances away. Emergency. There's an emergency going on. It's still going on. It's still an emergency. Will Arnold Rimmer please hurry to White Corridor 159? This is an emergency announcement. The dining area. The cat stands at a food dispenser.
Food.
Today's specialty is chicken ring.
A chicken ring with dinner rolls drops into the dispensing shelf. The cat takes it and dances to a table.
I'm gonna eat you, little chicky. I'm gonna eat you, little chicky. I'm gonna eat you, little chicky.
He flicks the chicken off the table to one side, catching it before it hits the ground.
Too slow, chicken rango. Too slow for this cat.
He places the chicken back on his plate, looks away, and flicks the chicken off the other side, onto the floor.
Hey, this chicken is faster than I thought.
Retrieves the chicken, Rimmer runs into the room.
Quick! Lister's fainted! He needs help! Quick!
Rimmer runs back out. The cat jumps up, then sits back down again. Rimmer runs back in.
Didn't you hear me? Didn't anyone hear me? Lister's in trouble! The monkey, has fainted!
I cannot pick him up. Quick! Come on! Now!
Rimmer runs back out. The cat jumps up, then sits back down again. Rimmer walks into the room.
Is there something wrong with you? Didn't you hear me? Lister's collapsed.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? He needs help.
And?
And if you don't help him, he might die.
Aw, no. That's too bad. I really like him, too.
So, come and help him.
What? And interrupt my lunch?
What is more important, a man's life or your smacking lunch?
That doesn't even deserve an answer.
Right. Okay. Fine.
He points to the scuttlers.
You come with me. You get a stretcher.
The cat juggles his dinner rolls, sticks one in his mouth and holds the other two over his eyes. The medical unit. Lister is sitting in a wheelchair, wrapped in his blanket. Rimmer stands beside the medicomp, a medical computer. One of the scuttlers is on a counter, holding a thermometer. Rimmer is directing it.
Down, down. Okay, stop.
Let the medicomp take my temperature.
Lister, they've got to learn. Down, down, slowly now. Ah, now very, very, very slowly forward.
The scutter jabs the thermometer into Lister's eye.
Hey, me eye.
Lister, they've got to learn.
I've just nearly lost an eye.
How about an anal reading?
I'm all right. I feel fine now.
Well, you're not fine. And it's your own smacking fault for going up to the officer's deck before it was decontaminated.
I just wanted to have a look around.
You just wanted to go into Kachansky's quarters and wallow in self-pity and look what's it got you.
I'm all right. I've got a touch of pneumonia. That's all.
It's not pneumonia. 3 million years ago it was pneumonia, but since then it's spread and mutated and now we don't know what it is.
Why didn't I ask her out? What's the worst she could have said?
She could have said, no, you're a filthy, greasy, disgusting object I wouldn't be seen dead with in a plague kit.
She could have said, yes. Stranger things have happened.
Only two spring to mind, the spontaneous combustion of the mayor of Warsaw in 1546 and that incident in 12th century Burgundy when it rained herring.
There's this theory that Chen used to have. It's like everyone's got two people inside you. You've got your confidence and paranoia. And your confidence is the guy who goes, hey, you're great. You're dead sexy. Everybody loves you. And your paranoia says, you're stupid. You're useless. You're ugly. And everybody hates you.
Rimmer looks at the medicomp.
That's odd, Lister. According to this reading, you're clinically dead.
And what that was my confidence was just about to persuade me to ask Kachansky out, and as I was walking up to her, he'd go on a business trip to Hawaii or something, and I'd be left with my paranoia saying, you must be joking. She's gonna laugh in our face.
You know, sometimes, Lister, you can be quite perceptive and thought-provoking. And other times, like this, you can rant and drivel on like a complete loony.
Just take me to me bed.
All right, Lister.
To the scutter on the floor.
Okay, you know how it works. Now release the mechanism very, very, very gently.
The scutter flicks a switch and Lister and his wheelchair zip across the room and crash into a table.
Possibly a nap's more gently than that.
Sleeping quarters. Lister is lying in bed, having a nightmare. Rimmer is standing in front of the mirror, practicing the full Rimmer, triple Rimmer, and a two-handed Rimmer salute.
Quick! Get an umbrella! Get an umbrella! Quick! Get an umbrella! Get an umbrella! Core! Ung!
While Lister rants on in his sleep, Rimmer reads from a poster over the sink.
Necrobics, telegrammatic exercises for the dead.
It's raining. It's raining, Dung. Get an umbrella. It's raining. It's raining.
Rimmer clenches up his face and starts rolling his head around. Something falls from the ceiling. Another one falls. Rimmer opens his eyes to see herring falling from the ceiling. He stares in amazement as more and more herring start to rain down from the ceiling. Rimmer backs out of the room. Corridor 159. Rimmer continues to back out of the room.
Holly, what's going on?
What?
What's happening?
Purple Barrows just stepped off the steaming train. And if you want my opinion, I think they all did it.
Why did we have to have you as the ship's computer? We'd be better off with a bucket of sheep slop running things.
If you've got a complaint, just come straight out with it. Don't hide behind innuendo and hyperbole.
Why is it raining fish in our sleeping quarters?
I'd be lying if I said I knew. The only comparable incident is in 12th century Burgundy when it rained herring.
The mayor of Warsaw walks up to Rimmer, ringing a bell. He stops, then spontaneously combusts in a flash, leaving only a pile of clothes behind.
Oh, yes. It's gonna be one of those days.
Sleeping quarters. Lister lying in bed. The cat struts in with a silvery shopping bag.
Hey, you're awake.
Yeah, I've just woke up.
Yeah, well, I brought you some presents.
Aw, you shouldn't have bothered.
Ha ha! Well, I'm that kind of guy. Hey, let's see what we've got in the magic bag here. I got you some grapes.
He holds up the bare stems of an X bunch of grapes.
And I got you an orange.
He holds up an orange peel.
Thanks a lot.
That's all right. Hey, well, all this enormous generosity has made me tired. I'm going to bed.
Takes Lister's pillow and blanket and lies down on the bottom bunk.
Ah, yes, indeed.
Rimmer walks in. Rimmer speaks to Lister.
You're awake.
Yeah, but I'll be asleep in a minute.
Rimmer speaks to Lister again.
How do you feel?
Fine. Just don't ask me any more questions. I'm trying to sleep.
Rimmer turns to the cat.
Shut up, you stupid monkey! And out of that bed!
The cat gets out of Rimmer's bunk.
Well, if you're going to speak to me like that, I'm gonna take my presents back.
Grabs the bag and heads for the door. Rimmer speaks to Lister once more.
How do you feel?
Hurt.
The cat leaves.
I feel great. Listen, Lister, you have a fever, okay?
Yeah.
And you started to hallucinate, all right?
Yeah.
Only your hallucinations were solid.
What do you mean, solid?
I mean they were real, alive, solid.
Solid?
Solid.
What do you mean, they were solid?
Okay, I'll put it another way. You had hallucinations, all right.
Yeah.
And they were solid. I told you it wasn't ordinary pneumonia. I told you it was mutated. I knew something like this would happen.
Okay, well, what did I hallucinate?
Well, first of all, it was fish rain.
Fish rain? Yeah, I dreamt that.
Well, it actually happened.
Where's all the fish?
The cat sticks his head in the door.
Somebody ate them.
Then, the mayor of Warsaw spontaneously combusted. And then you hallucinated two men in a dry room.
What two men?
Apparently, one of them's your confidence and the other one's your paranoia.
Dry room. Confidence is a bulky man in loud yellow plaid, gold chains, and slick back hair. He is eating a steak on the central station. Paranoia is a scrawny, stooped, sunken-eyed man in a black suit, sitting at a workstation, eating a yogurt and sneering at confidence. Lister and Rimmer walk in. Lister's confidence speaks.
Hey, it's the king.
Kisses Lister.
Mr. Beautiful.
To Rimmer.
Hey, you, what does the H stand for? Horus. A chair for the king, Horus. And breakfast. Mr. Wonderful wishes to dine.
Guiding Lister to a chair.
Have you lost weight? You look terrific.
To the others.
Is he totally perfect or what?
Lister is grinning broadly as he asks.
You're my confidence.
I just love that accent. It makes me go all quirky.
I don't get it. You look like the manager of the London Jets, but you sound like Bing Baxter, the American quiz show host.
I'm all the things you associate with confidence, King.
Lister speaks to the other guy.
And you're my paranoia.
Isn't that a urine stain on the front of your trousers?
What?
Looks at his groin.
No, it isn't. It's pee.
He approaches Lister.
So how are you anyway? Isn't that a huge spot appearing on your so-called face? My God, you've got fat, haven't you? Must be all that lager. Bet you've got a terminal disease. Always happens to the people who least expect it. Don't you find that? Say hello, then, won't you?
Walking back to his seat.
I'm only trying to be friendly.
Lister is looking decidedly worried. Confidence speaks first to Lister.
Baby, what can I say?
To the others.
Is he the greatest, most fantastic, most handsome guy ever, or am I insane?
You're insane.
To Lister.
Lister, what are you going to do about them?
Do? What can I do?
I think we should arrest them.
What for?
For being hallucinations.
Come on, Smeghead. It's a bit of company, isn't it?
Lister, you're still sick. These two are symptoms of your disease. They're like the spots in measles, the swelling in mumps, the funny walk in cystitis. Until they're gone, you won't be better.
Hey, now I know what the H stands for. Hibiot. Am I right? Ha ha ha.
You are treading on a very thin line, Milado. The H stands for hologram. I happen to be dead.
Couldn't happen to a more deserving guy.
To Lister.
Come on, King. Forget those losers. Let's go party.
No, I forbid it.
Why?
Why do you never listen to Mr. Rimmer? He's so much more experienced, more level-headed, so much better than you.
Confidence puts an arm around Lister.
Listen, no one is better than Mr. Magnificent and no one tells the Prince of Charisma what to do. Right, Prince?
Yeah, right.
That's my Davy boy. Ooh-hoo.
Confidence leads Lister out of the room. Lister is obviously happy about it.
I don't believe it. He's socializing with the figment of his imagination.
Yes.
Rimmer makes a pained expression at Paranoia's back. View of space. Lots of dust swirls around.
Please note the dust storm approaching. The surface of the ship is now out of bounds. All airlocks are being automatically sealed.
Estimated duration, 18 hours.
Sleeping quarters. Confidence listens as Lister strums discordantly at his guitar. Lister sings, well, it's a word, to his guitar music.
Our love I tried to kindle, like firelight. Dwindles, now I wonder when this dwindle ever. Stop.
Confidence is amazed.
You wrote that?
Yeah, but that was ages ago, you know.
That is the greatest love song ever.
Come on.
Ever. It's so deep. All the images. The kindling, the dwindling, all the indling. I love all that stuff. When I think there's fast buck merchants like Beethoven and Mozart out there grabbing all the publicity and hears you writing pieces of that caliber, it makes me feel weak.
Lister notices Confidence pocket the cigarette butt.
What are you doing with that cigarette butt?
Oh, you've embarrassed me now. It's just that your lips have touched it. Your lips. The king's kissing lips. And I just wanted some proof that I've actually met the Duke of Deliciousness.
You're serious, aren't you?
Serious about what?
I'm a nobody. Out of 169 people aboard the ship, I ranked 169. Bottom of the pile.
That's because you didn't want all that career stuff. You wanted your farm on Fiji with you-know-who.
He holds up a Polaroid of Kaczynski.
If she'd have come.
If. And turned down the opportunity of becoming the envy of all womankind.
Oh, we'll never know now.
Why not?
She's dead.
So Rimmer. Bring her back.
I can't. Holly can only sustain one hologram and Rimmer's hidden all the other personality discs.
So, find them.
I can't.
Can't? You can do anything. Anything.
Dry room. Paranoia and Rimmer are standing together.
Anything. He can't do anything.
Oh, I know. I'll bet five.
Do you know he used to practice kissing on his own?
How?
Paranoia illustrates with his hands.
He made lips out of one hand and wiggles his thumb through the gap like a tongue.
That is priceless. It really is.
17 years old and he used to snog his own hand. Once, in front of the whole school, he called his gym teacher daddy.
A scutter rolls in the door behind Paranoia, holding a syringe.
I could have died with embarrassment.
Rimmer leans closer to Paranoia, trying to distract him.
Oh, what a silly thing to call a gym master.
I'm racked with guilt. I hate him.
Why do you hate him? Why do you talk about him so much?
Because he makes my life one big, humiliating, cringe-making, guilt-ridden hell.
Rimmer shouts to the scutter.
No! Quick! Stab him! Stab him! Stab him!
Paranoia turns to look at the scutter which has hardly moved.
Ah, you haven't met Stab him, have you? He's one of the scutters. Stab him, meet Lister's Paranoia. Lister's Paranoia, this is Stab him.
The scutter drops the syringe and tries to shake hands with Paranoia. Lister and Confidence walk in through the opposite door.
Yo, Rimmer, listen, we've been thinking. We think we can get Kaczynski back without turning you off.
Oh, he's drunk. Yes, I can smell it from here.
All we have to do is turn off all non-essential power systems and Holly says it'll work.
Confidence holds the light bulb over Lister's head.
Ding dong. Another great idea from the people who brought you beer milkshakes.
How can you be so obsessed with a girl you hardly know?
Hardly know, sir. You haven't heard the Indling song. Our love I tried to kindle.
Not now.
Lister, you're not having the discs.
Why? Because she'll rank above you.
But she's a bright, intelligent, good-looking, witty, upwardly mobile officer. Why should she be interested in you?
Yes, why should she be interested in you?
Yeah, why should she be interested in me?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking about that song. I can't get it out of my head. Why? Because you're great. You're an incredibly seductive, charming, charismatic, young stud.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. That's why she'd be interested in me.
Lister, you're not having her disc or any discs.
Come on, King, you know Rimmer. Where would he hide them?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, he doesn't.
Come on, think winner.
Outside. Outside the ship.
Wrong, actually.
We're outside.
Well, he'd have to send the scutters. And the discs would have to be safe.
Wrong, absolutely brimming over with wrong ability.
And they'd have to be right under me nose so he could laugh at me.
Wrong and getting wronger all the time.
Outside our sleeping quarters. The solar panel outside our sleeping quarters.
You followed me, you good.
Is that where they are? That's incredible. I did it.
Medical unit. The medicomp is smashed apart. The bits are smoking, flashing, and making odd broken sounds. Rimmer walks in and sees the broken medicomp.
Lister.
Dry room. Later. Lister is wearing a space suit, holding the helmet under his arm.
How long now, Paul?
Can't be long now, Dave. Purple has got all the suspects in one room and I'm only 2 pages away from also by the same author.
No, Holly. The dust storm.
Oh, that. Any time now, it's almost subsided.
Confidence struts in, wearing a spacesuit.
Yeah, how's my baby boy? Oh, look. You've got a body like a coat hanger. How can you make a spacesuit look like evening wear?
Rimmer enters.
Let me ask you one question.
It's no use arguing, Rimmer. I'm going.
Who smashed up the Medicomp?
He's calling, King. Let's go.
Holly, give him a punch-up.
The image of the smoldering Medicomp appears on one of the monitors.
Look, what's in it for them, smashing up the medical unit?
Lister, come here. Come here.
Lister walks up to him. Confidence listens over Lister's shoulder.
You are still sick.
I feel great.
You will not.
Glances at Confidence.
You will not.
Glares at Confidence.
You will not be better until they've gone. They know that and now they've stopped you getting any treatment. Where's Paranoia?
I don't know. Is it someplace near Uruguay? Ha ha ha. Who is this joker?
Lister, they're germs and they're dangerous.
The storm has passed, Dave. Airlocks are now released.
What are we waiting for, King?
Nothing.
Lister and Confidence head out.
Holly, put a trace on Paranoia.
What's a trace?
It's space jargon. It means find him.
No, it doesn't. You just made it up to be cool.
Where is he?
Paranoia is no longer aboard the ship.
Red Dwarf exterior. Lister and Confidence are walking along a catwalk on the side of Red Dwarf. Presumably near the sleeping quarters.
Hey, look at that view, Kingo. Me and you, on top of the world. Makes you wanna dance. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Lister finds the discs.
Hey, here it is.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Did you hear something?
Nope. In space, no one can hear you cha-cha-cha.
You don't think Paranoia could've got here first, do you?
Forget him, he's no danger.
He smashed up the medical unit.
No, he didn't.
What do you mean?
I did.
You did?
So we can be together, Davey. You don't want to get cured. I did it for you.
So where did he go, then?
I killed him. Cha-cha-cha.
What do you mean, you killed him cha-cha-cha?
Hey, don't look at me like that. He didn't suffer. I just fed him into the waste grinder and flushed his bits into space.
Look, I'm gonna go inside now. Gets a little bit hot, you could get claustrophobic in these suits.
Take your helmet off.
Lister begins to back away, he is holding a disc box.
What?
Confidence pursues.
You're hot. Take your helmet off.
I'll die.
Why?
There's no oxygen out here.
Hey, oxygen's for losers. Come on.
I need oxygen.
You don't need anything, King. You're the king.
Lister has reached the end of the catwalk.
You're crazy.
Lister grabs the handrail and vaults around behind Confidence.
Who told you you needed oxygen, huh? Some loser who was trying to make you feel small. Look, I'll prove it to you. I'll take mine off first. We'll soon see who the crazy one is around here.
Starts taking off his helmet.
No.
Confidence removes his helmet and his body decompresses, which is to say it explodes all over the place. Sleeping quarters. The cat has his clothes hung up on laundry lines around the room. Rimmer whistles to himself.
Must you do this now?
I'm doing my laundry.
It's totally disgusting.
What's disgusting?
He proceeds to lick the collar of one of the shirts enthusiastically.
Lister.
Yeah.
I just want to say I was right all along. I said they were germs and they were germs.
Yeah, okay, so what?
And I'm just saying no, that disc will only bring you misery. I just want you to remember that I said that.
Look, if she comes back and she's not interested, I can handle it.
Whatever, Lister. I just want it on record, that disc is a one-way ticket to Missouriville.
Yeah, well, I spent enough time listening to me Paranoia. Now I'm gonna listen to me Confidence.
Heads out with the disc, Rimmer executes a full Rimmer salute and heads out the door, humming a marching tune. The cat cries out the salute, waves it off, and then dances out of the room. Dry room. Lister is standing in front of the central station, looking at the disc.
Hi, Chrissy. It's not gonna work. Hello, Chrissy. That's not gonna work either. Hey, yo, Chrissy. Hi.
He loads the disc into the simulator. Rimmer and the cat walk in.
Lister, good luck. I mean it.
Smack off.
No, honestly, I mean it. Good luck.
Okay, call. Switch it on.
On the other side of the room, another hologram of Rimmer appears.
Well, he did warn you. I certainly did.
To Lister.
Do you honestly think I'd put Kaczynski's disc in Kaczynski's box where any munchkin could find it? You think you had it bad before, Lister. Well, now you've got it in stereo, baby.
To Rimmer the Second.
Welcome aboard, Rimsy. Nice to be here, Mr. Rimmer, you son of a gun.
The end.